Welcome to your GCSE Maths Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most frequently tested topics across all GCSE Maths papers, fractions, decimals, and percentages. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this topic will appear in almost every exam you take, so getting it right is absolutely worth your time. Grab a pen and paper, because we're going to work through this together, step by step. Let's start with the big picture. Fractions, decimals, and percentages are three different ways of expressing exactly the same thing, a part of a whole. Think of a pizza cut into four equal slices. If you eat one slice, you've eaten one quarter. That's the same as 0.25 as a decimal and 25% as a percentage. Same slice, three different names. The skill the examiner wants to see is that you can move fluently between all three forms, and that you know when to use each one. So let's talk about conversions. This is the foundation of everything else in this topic. To convert a fraction to a decimal, you simply divide the numerator, that's the top number, by the denominator, the bottom number. So 3/4 becomes 3 divided by 4, which gives you 0.75. Easy. Now to turn that decimal into a percentage, multiply by 100. 0.75 times 100 equals 75%. And to go back from a percentage to a fraction, divide by 100 and simplify. 75% becomes 75 over 100, which simplifies to 3/4. We're back where we started. Perfect. There are some conversions you should just know off the top of your head. These come up so often that memorizing them will save you precious time in the exam. 1/2 equals 0.5 equals 50%. 1/4 equals 0.25 equals 25%. 3/4 equals 0.75 equals 75%. 1/10 equals 0.1 equals 10%. 1/5 equals 0.2 equals 20%. 1/3 equals 0.3 recurring, that's a 3 with a dot above it, equals 33.3 recurring percent. Burn those into your memory. Now, a common mistake candidates make is with percentages and decimals. 5% is not 0.5. 5% is 0.05. The rule is to convert a percentage to a decimal, divide by 100. So 5 divided by 100 is 0.05. Examiners see this error constantly, and it costs marks. Remember, percent literally means per hundred, so you're always dividing by 100. Let's move on to calculating fractions of quantities. This is straightforward once you know the method. To find a fraction of a quantity, you divide by the denominator and multiply by the numerator. So to find 3/5 of 60, you divide 60 by 5 to get 12, then multiply by 3 to get 36. 3/5 of 60 is 36. Alternatively, you can think of it as 60 multiplied by 0.6, because 3/5 as a decimal is 0.6. Both methods work. Use whichever feels more natural to you. Now let's talk about percentage multipliers. This is where students can really gain marks efficiently, and it's a method examiners love to see. Instead of calculating a percentage and then adding or subtracting it, you use a single multiplication. For a percentage increase, your multiplier is 1 plus the percentage as a decimal. So a 15% increase uses the multiplier 1.15. For a percentage decrease, your multiplier is 1 minus the percentage as a decimal. So a 20% decrease uses the multiplier 0.8. Let me give you a real example. A jacket costs 80 pounds and is reduced by 30% in a sale. Using the multiplier method, 80 multiplied by 0.7 equals 56 pounds. That's your answer in one step. No need to calculate 30% of 80 and then subtract, just multiply by 0.7. Slick, efficient, and less likely to lead to arithmetic errors. For higher tier students, there's an important extension, recurring decimals. A recurring decimal is one where a digit or group of digits repeats infinitely. For example, 0.3 recurring is 1/3. 0.142857 recurring is 1/7. You need to be able to convert recurring decimals to fractions using algebra. Here's the method. Let x equal 0.3 recurring, then 10x equals 3.3 recurring. Subtract the first equation from the second, 9x equals 3. Therefore, x equals 3/9, which simplifies to 1/3. This technique works for any recurring decimal and is a classic higher tier question worth 3 or 4 marks. Now let's talk about ordering mixed types. Sometimes a question will give you a mix of fractions, decimals, and percentages and ask you to put them in order. The safest approach is to convert everything to decimals first, then order them, then write your final answer in the original forms. For example, if you're asked to order 3/5, 62%, and 0.61, convert them all. 3/5 is 0.6, 62% is 0.62, and 0.61 stays as it is. So the order from smallest to largest is 3/5, 0.61, 62%. Always convert first. It eliminates guesswork. Right, let's move into exam tips and common mistakes because this is where marks are won and lost. First, always show you're working. Even if you get the final answer wrong, you can still earn method marks for correct working. Examiners are instructed to award marks wherever possible, so give them something to work with. Write down every step. Second, check what form the answer should be in. If a question says, give your answer as a fraction, don't leave it as a decimal. If it says, give your answer to 2 decimal places, round correctly. Read the question carefully. The command words tell you exactly what to do. Third, watch your place value when working with decimals. A very common error is misplacing the decimal point. Use estimation to check your answers. It's a powerful tool that takes seconds and can save you from silly mistakes. Fourth, percentage change multipliers. Remember, a 10% increase is not multiplied by 0.1. That would give you 10% of the value, not the value after a 10% increase. The multiplier for a 10% increase is 1.1. Write it on your hand if you have to. Fifth, simplify fractions. If a question asks for a fraction and you give an unsimplified answer, you may lose a mark. Always check whether your fraction can be simplified by finding the highest common factor of the numerator and denominator. Now for our quickfire recall quiz, I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. Convert 3/8 to a decimal. 3 divided by 8 equals 0.375. Question 2. What is the percentage multiplier for a 12% decrease? 1 minus 0.12 equals 0.88. Question 3. Write 60% as a fraction in its simplest form. 60 over 100 simplifies to 3/5. Question 4. Find 2/3 of 90. 90 divided by 3 is 30. Multiply by 2 is 60. Question 5. Higher tier, convert 0.7 recurring to a fraction. Let x equal 0.7 recurring. 10x equals 7.7 recurring. 10x equals 7.7 recurring. 9x equals 7.x equals 7/9. How did you do? If you got all 5, you're in great shape. If you struggled with any of them, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the key points to take into your exam. 1. Fractions, decimals, and percentages are equivalent forms. Learn the common ones by heart. 2. To convert fraction to decimal, divide top by bottom. To convert decimal to percentage, multiply by 100. 3. 5% is 0.05, not 0.5. Divide by 100, always. 4. Use percentage multipliers. They're faster and more accurate than the long method. 5. For ordering mixed types, convert everything to decimals first. 6. Higher tier only. Use algebra to convert recurring decimals to fractions. Always show working, check the required form of the answer, and use estimation to check your calculations. That's it for today's episode. You've covered the key concepts, the exam techniques, and tested yourself with the quiz. Now close this podcast, grab a past paper question on this topic, and put it into practice. That's how you turn knowledge into marks. Good luck. You've got this.